Podcasts.
Welcome to the Preview Podcast. At Preview, you will find first-class photographers and stylists, as well as the latest editorials and insights from the photo industry. In our podcast, we talk to photography world insiders to take a look behind the scenes. With me today is Marta Bevacqua, 31, an Italian photographer based in Paris. She shot the video clip for French musician Benjamin Biolay's latest single, which came out in April, and has collaborated with brands such as Vichy, Dior, and Samsung. Her work has been published in Glamour, Marie Claire, Elle, and others. Hi, Marta.
Hi, to all.
Yeah, Marta, you're based in Paris, where you also are right now, and you were under a quite strict lockdown for a while. What was your personal experience of the last month? How has it affected your work? How have you been dealing with this very strange and difficult situation?
Honestly, it's not been so complicated for me. I mean, I couldn't shoot. So at the beginning, it was quite hard because I really like shooting. I love my job and everything. So, and I also do a lot of personal projects, and I had to stop everything. But at the same time, I could take some time, some free time, to think about new projects, big projects I still have to realize now. And I spent my time reading and writing and eating, cooking. I did a lot of things. I was not alone. I lived with my boyfriend, so it has been more. It has been easier because of this. But at the end, I must say it has been a good time.
And is it financially a problem for you? How many shootings would you normally have had that didn't take place?
A lot. I lost some jobs. I hope we will manage to do them, to realize them quite soon. The good thing is that I worked a lot just before the lockdown. And so it was a very busy period. I also needed some time to rest a bit. So at the end, since I worked so much before, at the end it could be quite okay. And I'm happy because I already started again to work. So right now I'm working again, and it's not lasting too much.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering, is everything allowed again? Can you do big shootings with a lot of people there, or are there still restrictions that you have to work around?
Yes, no, there are still restrictions, and not big shootings. Like we must be maximum 10 people with the mask, keeping distances, and everything is controlled. And it's a bit complicated to work like that, but it's possible.
What was it like the first time you had to shoot like this? Was it strange? Were there problems that you couldn't do certain things you would normally do?
But the big problem is that I am in front of the model. I'm shooting, for example, I'm just saying, like the model is laying on the ground, and I see something I want to I want to see better. So I need to approach. I need to touch the girl, and I couldn't. So I had to call the makeup artist who was there with the mask, and she approached, and she did what I asked her. So it was complicated because by instinct, I just approached the model and do it on myself. And I couldn't because at that moment, I wasn't wearing the mask because we were outside and I was far. But I couldn't touch the girl. Like you can really do like things how you always did. Like I just follow my instinct and do everything like this. And you need to think about it before.
Yeah, it might take some time to get used to all this.
Yes.
And so you're based in Paris, but you are Italian. When did you move there, and why did you choose Paris and not, I don't know, London or New York or wherever?
yes, my choices were Milan, Paris, London, or New York, because I wanted to go in a fashion city, let's say. And so I came to Paris 6 years ago. It was by chance, because I'm from Rome in Italy, and since I wanted to work in fashion, Rome is not the perfect city for that, because it's more Milan in Italy. And since I had to leave my home and my friends, my family, I thought, why not to go abroad? It can be an experience. I can learn a language and, you know, this kind of stuff. I was young and ready to, I don't know, to live my life. And so the real choice was between Paris and London, because New York was a bit too far as a first experience. Mm. And at the end, Paris, because I went to Paris before, as well as to London, and I loved the atmosphere of the city.
Do you think it has been a good choice for your career? Do you think Paris is a good city to be as a photographer?
Absolutely, yes. I think it was the best choice of my life, because everything, the first year was really complicated, but from the second year and on, everything was like perfect, and I found much more than I was looking for.
But how did you enter the photographer scene in the city? Maybe also it might be interesting for other young photographers who want to move there, because you arrive there, you maybe don't really know anyone. How do you get into the industry? How do you meet people? How do you get jobs?
At the beginning it was complicated. I started to contact a lot of people through Facebook, Instagram and other websites around, and so I spent a lot of time getting contacts, but not like big contacts. It was just stylists, makeup artists, models to work with, model agencies as well. And I started to shoot a lot. Like the first year, I was shooting like a minimum one set by week per week. And it was like for free, of course. It was just to make my work known by a bit everyone. And then things came step by step. I found a first agent. Then it didn't work out very well, so I changed. And now I have another agency since 2 years now, and it works so well with them. So it's also thanks to the agency that I started working more and more.
So you would say that it's very important for a photographer to have an agency?
It depends, because I know some other photographers that have no agency and they work really well without. So I think it really depends on your work and how you are as a person. Like for me, it's very, very important, because they deal with clients much better than I could do. Mm. And also they really help me constructing my portfolio and evolving, always keeping my style, but evolving through commissions, jobs, campaigns and this kind of stuff. So for me, it's very, very important. And it's also important to find a good agency. I really love the people in my agency. So we communicate a lot, and they really help me also going on in my career.
But maybe let's go back to the very beginnings. Do you remember your first camera and how you started taking photos in the first place?
Yes, of course. I started by chance. It was during high school. It was an afternoon at home, and I found a little the little cameras for vacations. It was not a reflex or a professional camera, and I started with that one. And then I understood I really loved it, and so for my 18th birthday, I got my first real camera. It was a Sony Alpha 1, and it was not the perfect camera, but it was. Like it was very good for me at the moment. And after 1 year, we have been robbed at home, and so I had no more a camera just after 1 year. But it was really useful, because I really understood that I loved so much taking pictures, because I stayed without a camera for 2 months, and it was horrible, because I had nothing to take pictures with, also because we didn't have smartphones or other things to take pictures. And then at the end, I found a three-handed camera. It was an Olympus E1, and that was my first camera, because I kept it for 5 years, and I learned everything with that one.
You never actually studied photography. Do you feel like that was an obstacle in your career, or it didn't matter at all?
But sometimes maybe it has been an obstacle, but just for really technical things, like to really start, no. It was kind of cool, because I didn't have I never thought about technical aspects, and so this really helped me to build my style and build my vision. But on the same hand, for example, my first studio shooting, but I didn't know how to build a set. So I saw the others doing that, and then I learned and I could do it as well. But so the first times I had really technical stuff to do, it was more complicated. But with experience, you can do everything.
What kind of advice do you have for others who want to get into fashion photography or photography in general? Because there is so much competition. how did you make it in the end? What do you think was essential for your success?
Honestly, I'm not sure, and I don't know exactly, but I think maybe like maybe my style, because it can be quite artistic, linked to fashion industry. And at the beginning, it was an obstacle, it was a problem, because all my first contacts in Paris, when I really started to work, a lot of people told me, like, your pictures are too artistic, and so they can work for fashion. But then I started working on this, and I tried to put the two things together, so like keeping it artistic for personal projects, and like changing little details for the fashion industry, and it worked out really well. So I think the best thing is to know what to change or how to evolve to satisfy also the market and what they are looking at the moment, because like fashion changes so quickly, and like each year there are new codes to be respected and everything. And so the important thing is always going on, following the wave, and trying to be innovative and faithful to the style, like to the personal style.
You mentioned these codes. What would be the codes right now that you have to pay attention to?
But for them, like for example, right now I have the impression that women, especially women, can show the faults of the body. Like if you're not skinny, it's okay. If you are, if you have like scars on the skin, it's okay. So like particular girls that are really, they are proud of how they are, and they are proud, sorry, of they are. So they really don't care. And beauty is in this kind of things, like each person is different, and we love the differences between everyone.
Fashion photography can often be very sleek and cold, but your images are very dreamy and emotive. Would you agree with this description? And how do you get your images this way, that they always seem kind of warm and full of emotion?
I usually talk with the models, so I always try to like to tell a story through the pictures. So I like talking with them and trying to like I like the fact that we can build the story together. So I really leave the model move. I just explain the mood, the concept that I want to for the final pictures. And then the model just needs to move, and I follow her. And then I just give some indications on the movements or on the expressions. But I really leave them really free to move and to express themselves. So I think even if the story we are going we are telling together is not a true story, let's say it's like sincere, it's like it's true, because the emotions are true.
I read that you only work with natural light, even inside. Is that still the case? And is that maybe also the key why your images are the way they are?
Most of the times it's natural light. It happened to me to work in studio as well. But like on, let's say on 10 shootings, one is in studio with artificial lights and all the rest is natural light, even inside. I love to work with the window lighting. Like this is always very natural, and there is nothing too much constructed that I don't like.
And at the same time, you also shoot videos, even for musicians like Benjamin Biolay. How did you get into video making? And is that something every photographer needs to know how to do these days?
I started to do videos, also videos like pictures, like photos. It was by chance, like a director of photography contacted me. It was 4 years ago, something like that. And he told me, you should realize some videos. And I was like, but I'm a photographer, so I don't know how. And he told me, let's try to do something together. And I realized my first personal video, and I really loved it. And so I started, and then at the end, I had some personal material. And since I already worked into the music world, I realized album covers, and magazines, pictures for musicians. And so at the end, they proposed me to do some video clips. And honestly, I really love that. And but it's very different from photography. Today, if a photographer does the two things, for sure it's better, because sometimes some jobs and some clients prefer to have a person who does the two things at the same time. It means that the vision is the same. Like when there are some jobs where they need like pictures and videos, and having the same person behind, I think it's better.
What is it that you like about video making?
What I want to do is telling stories. I admit that telling stories with video sometimes is easier.
And were there any challenges in the beginning with the video making?
Of course, everything is moving, so you need to pay attention to everything. Like for example, in pictures, you can do a portrait of a girl in nature, but maybe you are just in a park next to the road, but you can't see anything in the picture. But in video, if like the model is walking, for example, then you really need to stay in the right place. Like in photography, you can make like you are in the forest and you're not. In video, you need to be in the forest.
As you're mentioning the forest, nature seems to be also a significant theme throughout your work. Where does that come from? And how do you keep this connection alive in a city like Paris?
It comes from my home in Rome, because I grew up in the countryside of the city, so in nature. We have a big, big garden, cats, dogs, and so I really grew up like that. And I was always very attached to nature. And this is, I think, the thing I miss the most, living in Paris. Fortunately, it's just a 2 hours flight to go back. So I try to go back to my family home quite often to enjoy nature, like my nature, the nature I grew up with.
Basically, all the images I saw that you took, there are women on it. Have you ever photographed a man?
Yes, I tried. Honestly, it has been complicated with the men, because at first, like the beginning, like the first years in Paris, I started to do it quite often. But at the end, I had the impression I was a bit losing myself, like I had no direction for my style. And I talked with a lot of people, and a lot of them told me, like, your style is, we can see you have a style, but it's not developed enough. So why you don't concentrate yourself on one thing and you do it at your best? And once your style is finally built up, even if it's always evolving, this is normal. But once you build your style up, then you can start doing also some other things. Because I was doing a lot of different things, because I thought I need to photograph women and men and urban and nature and beauty and fashion and fan art. And at the end, no. It's not like that. It's better if at the end this worked for me. I'm not saying like it can work for everyone, but for me it was important to focus on something, even to understand like better what I really wanted to do and what I really loved to do. So at the end it really helped me, and I decided to photograph just women, because for me it was like I don't know, easier, I think, more I by instinct. For me, it was like, okay, yes, I choose a women model. And at the end, I started again shooting men like 1 year ago. But it's really rare, and it's much more difficult for me, because I have the impression like I still don't know how to direct them. But I'm learning. So I'm doing it more often and more often. And I think I will start shooting men really, really soon. I'm feeling ready now.
So it wasn't a kind of political choice that you said, I'm tired of the male gaze, I only want to shoot women. It was more, you just felt more comfortable with it and you knew better what to do.
Yes. Yes. Honestly, it was not a political choice. It was just but instinct. I think it's also because I'm a woman, and so maybe I can understand them better, or I don't know, maybe I can, it's easier for me to express something with women since I'm a woman too. So maybe we connect each other easily. And like, I love when I end up working in a female, in a woman team, like even the makeup artist, hairstylist, stylist, and all of us, when we are all women, I admit that is kind of cool.
Do you think women photograph other women differently?
I think yes, honestly. I have the impression that women, even when they have a style, a really strong style, maybe, there is always a delicacy behind the pictures that sometimes men don't have. It's not, I'm not saying it's more beautiful or it's better, or it's just that it's different. I think because like there are women photographing other women, like it's, I think it changes something. Like even when you are shooting, like you have a, you must have a different vision because you are a woman and you have a woman in front of you. So I think it must change something.
You also published a book with photographs of women. How did this book come about? What's the idea behind it?
I always wanted to realize a book, and I was lucky because the editor, the publisher, is a Swedish publisher, and they contacted me, asking me if I was interested in realizing a book. And I saw the other books they realized, and they were so beautiful. So for me, it was like I felt really lucky. At first, and then we started together to think about the idea and everything. Since I didn't have enough pictures unpublished to do a book from, we decided to do like an overview of my work. And since I have a lot of women pictures, we decided to just choose women pictures. And it became something about women, like hair out there. It means like hair that's comes hair who comes out from the book, but also hair around the world. And so we chose a lot of pictures in different places of the world, in different places, like in different locations. Like hair is just one girl, but at the same time, she's all the girls of the world.
And the women you photograph, I mean, of course, when you do it for clients, I assume it's professional models. But for your personal projects, do you also use women that you encounter in your life, or is it just always models?
It depends. Both of them, because I'm always in contact with model agencies. So sometimes with some of the agencies, we have a really good relationship. So when they have good girls that they think I can really love, they send them to me like this, like, look at her, I think you can like her. And most of the times it works because they know me. It's like years I'm working with them. So in this case, they are models, but maybe it's a particular model or just a model who is staying there, like in Paris, like 3 days. And so I have no time to do a real job with her, but I want to shoot her because she has something I really want to catch. And so at the end, I end up to work most of the times with models, but I have also a lot of friends and it happens, and also actresses. So sometimes I just meet people, and at the end we decided to shoot together. So, but most of the times they are model or actresses or things like that. It also happened to me once. I was in a pub with a friend of mine, and I was like fixing, I was looking at a girl just one table in front of me because she was like perfect. And I was like, oh my God, I need to shoot there and shoot her. And my friend told me, let's go to ask her. And I was like, no, I don't know, I'm not sure. At the end, she went at my place, like, my friend, she's a photographer, she wants to ask you something. I was like, okay. And at the end, we became friends, and she became a model. And now she is with an agency. So it also happened, something like that.
You discovered her, basically. Yeah.
yes. We can say like that. I scouted her.
And what is it that fascinates you about some faces like this? Is it possible to put it into words, what you're looking for or what you like in a model?
It's very complicated to put into words. I think when girls are particular, they have something, they are, I think it's linked to like emotions. Like I see a face and I don't know, I can imagine the kind of emotion she can give to me for the pictures.
You already mentioned earlier that when you arrived in Paris in the beginning, you contacted a lot of people through Instagram and social media. And I saw you have quite a massive following on Facebook and on Instagram. I think on Instagram it's now 478,000
followers.
how did you build this up, and how do you use Instagram for your career, and do you think it is important for photographers these days to use these platforms?
Today I think it's the most important thing is having Instagram, honestly. Like most of the jobs I get, I think clients really, sometimes clients find me on Instagram, and other times maybe it can be my agency or they find me other ways. But at the end, they always go to see your Instagram. So it's really, really important. It's like an online portfolio, and it's cool because you can build it, you can build your portfolio as you want. You don't have to post only pictures and jobs pictures. It can be personal projects. It can be a lot of like even like your personal life moments. So it's really cool because you can do what you want. And I think I did nothing to build it up. It just came like this. I opened my account when I was like 1 week before leaving to Paris. So it really started all together, like my experience in Paris, Instagram, everything together, and I started to work. And so it was everything at the same time. And honestly, it did everything on its own. Like the profile just goes. But I think because I opened it when the algorithm was working. I mean, like your posts were visible and you could see all the posts from the people you follow, and you know.
And did you have some kind of rule? Like, for example, I don't know, I really need to post one picture a day or?
No, at the end it came out instinctively. Like I never really thought about it, but at the beginning I was posting like, yes, I think every day. There was a period that was, I was posting every day. And then now I just post like three times a week, but it's not something like I really decide. It just, I don't know, it's spontaneous. And so I think by instinct, I try to stay in the middle, like don't post too much, but be always active.
And so you've already done a lot of different things, worked with big brands, famous musicians. Is there something or someone you're still dreaming of shooting one day?
Ah, this is a complicated question. There are so many actors, even men actors, so many actresses, and I know so many people. So the list is very long. But there are so many beautiful souls in the world to photograph that you will never. You that one life is not enough to photograph them all.
But that's great. You always have something to look forward to, and it's never going to get boring.
Absolutely. Also, you need to be lucky enough, talented enough, having the good opportunity, the good people that see your work and decided to give this opportunity to you. Like, there are so many factors that, first of all, I really dream about shooting a lot of incredible souls, and then let's see.
Well, good luck with all of your dreams then, and thank you for this nice conversation.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Visit us on preview.com and on Instagram. You can find all the links in the podcast description.